already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
All right, good. So in these eight verses, there's one main command that's given to us. And what is that one command?
Abide.
All right, abide, right? To abide in me, verse 4. And he kind of repeats that a little bit, but the abide in me is imperative. And then the bearing fruit's a result of abiding in him. It's a byproduct, but it is going to happen. And so that's what we are going to talk about that. But the command is to abide in Christ. So what are some additional truths that we see in here? So, you know, I just want us to focus on the fact, okay, abide is the command. I'm to abide in Christ. And then flowing out of that, what are other truths that we can find throughout these eight verses? There's a lot. Like, every verse has more than one, probably.
We'll bear much fruit if we abide in him.
All right, we'll bear much fruit if we are abiding in him. Good.
And also that he'll, quote-unquote, prune us.
Okay.
Remove our sinful nature to help us grow more.
Right. So if we are actually in him, if we are in the vine, then we will have pruning taking place. Just like, who can think of another passage that would help us to understand that? It talks about chastening. Anybody?
The discipline part,
yep.
Being our father.
Right, yes. Yeah. You know, it says that, you know, if we are a child of God, he'll discipline us, he'll chasten us, and if not, then we're illegitimate. If we're not being chastened by God, then he says, you know, the reason you're not is because you're an illegitimate child. You're not one of his. All righty. What other truths do you see in here?
If you abide in him, go out and tell other people.
Okay, good. Yep. If you are abiding in him, then yes, you are going to be sharing what is in you and sharing Christ with them. Good.
Also, it mentions about the Father being the vine dresser.
Yep.
And also, we haven't read it yet, but verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
All righty. Good, Harold. All right, so let's back all the way up to verse 1. Who is the true vine?
Christ
is. Jesus is. All right, so right off the bat, we have to realize that Jesus is, as he has said, you know, he's the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the true vine. There's no other way to heaven. All right, he is the truth. He is the true one. All right, and then the Father is the husbandman or the vine dresser there. All right, what do we see in verse 2?
Not everything bears fruit.
Right, not every branch bears fruit. Why?
They're not in Christ.
Because they're not in Christ. All right, so what are the branches? All right, so, you know, let's just make this a little more real. All right, because, you know, we're thinking trees and branches, but as Jesus is speaking, who is he hypothetically, or who is he using hyperbole to reference a branch?
Disciples. The Pharisees.
People. Well, throughout the whole thing, all the branches.
People.
Right, just people. All right, we as people are branches. And so we're either in Christ or we're not in Christ. We're either bearing fruit or we're not bearing fruit. You know, just like a tree branch, it's either in the tree or it's not in the tree. It could still be a tree branch, but if it's been cut off, It's a dead branch. All right. So the point here is we're in Christ, we're alive. If we're not in Christ, we're dead. So every branch that doesn't bear fruit, he takes away. You know, and then he says every branch that does bear fruit, he's going to prune it. All right. So that's kind of, you know, in our minds, you know, am I being chastened? Am I not being chastened? Is God growing me? Is God using things in my life to mature me and make me more like Christ, conforming me to his image or not? You know, and if we look at that and no, this, you know, I've never really had that happen, then you need to examine your heart. You know, does the Holy Spirit convict you of sin? Well, no, not really. Well, you need to examine your heart and see about that. You know, why? Why is he not?
The way I read it, it's like you're already accepted him as your Lord and Savior. So, if you're backsliding, for example, you know he's that fruit is not gonna. So he wants to prune some of you to make that connection back to him, right? I mean, if you're not already his, you wouldn't be part of his vine, a branch, would you? He wouldn't chasten people that aren't.
No, he won't. That's why he says every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Mm-hmm. Okay, the ones that he takes away, the ones that are not bearing fruit, he just takes them away. They're not there. You know, and maybe we could see that as, okay, if you quit bearing fruit, he's going to take you home early. And just, you know, because he's not going to leave you here and to bring reproach on his name.
Not bear fruit for 30 years, like me, once you made that admission that you needed a Savior when I was young. And then I just wandered into the world like so many of us do, and it captures you, and then one day you realize you can't do it by yourself. Yeah. So,
and perhaps at that moment was when you actually put your faith in Christ.
Well,
and it wasn't 30 years before that when you made a mental ascent, but it wasn't faith in Christ.
Well, we had that moment, okay? And it was sincere. My sister and I both did it at the same time when we were like 10, 9, 11.
Right.
And then obviously the teenage years are ahead of us and the society. And had the Lord taken me while I was in that state, my sister says, once saved, always saved. Well, I don't know if I totally believe it that way.
Mm. That's another discussion.
But I don't have to worry about that now. I made it through all those dark periods.
That is definitely another discussion, but
okay.
But Drew, I guess my pushback would be that, you know, I find it hard to imagine that someone could claim to be a child of God for 30 years and have no fruit for those 30 years and still be in the vine. Because based on every other scripture that we read and the overarching thoughts and principles of scripture is, as a child of God, you're going to bear fruit.
Right.
You know, there's no way that you're not. It's going to come out. So for in my mind, I would say, and again, only you know. You have the Holy Spirit in you, so you have to answer that for yourself. But from an outward perspective looking in, I would say, you know, you made a mental ascent 30, you know, whenever, when you were 9 or 10, but it was a heart decision 30 years later.
Yes, and I agree
when
with you.
I put faith in Christ.
Had something accidental had happened to me while I wasn't showing people that I had any fruit, you know, just being a guy looking for, you know, looking for love or looking for excitement or dinner. I mean, I had no concept. Oh, I know this is bad. I shouldn't do that.
Right, and see, and that comes register. From the Holy Spirit living within you.
Yeah.
So you know, Scripture is clear.
I had nobody to take my hand after I made that declaration.
Right.
Okay? And so then the world just grabbed me and
off I went.
Right. But you should have
praise the Lord.
As a believer,
me,
you have the Holy Spirit within
later,
you.
You know, and I realized he had been with me those 30 years.
Amen to that.
Well, that's what's amazing.
You make
same story we all have.
You make a decision when you're young.
Yeah.
You're gonna make mistakes, but if you're saved, your conscience.
It's the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, yes, it's gonna tell you.
I mean, all of us have a conscience to guide us morally, but the Holy Spirit is the one that's...
The Holy Spirit's going to convict you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So let's keep going here. Verse 3, he says, "Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you." All right, so what truth do we glean from there? What makes us clean? All right, his word and our faith in him, you know, our belief in him. All right, so because we would have to go back, you know, we studied through the whole book of John in Sunday school for what we spent 5 years going through it. But, you know, the point is, you know, he's already told them that who he is and what he's there to do. And it was their belief in the fact that he was telling them the truth. So it's not just, you know, his word, but his word about who he is what they believed in. So he says, you're clean because you're believing what I've told you about me. You know, and again, all throughout John, what do we see the contrast between the true disciples who believe in him and then the Pharisees, scribes that don't believe. You know, and John just throws that in our face constantly throughout the book. So he says, then, because of the word I've spoken to you, then this command, abide in me, you know, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. All right, so truths here, all right, other than the fact that we're commanded to abide in him, and if we abide in him, then he's going to abide in us, and he'll still abide. Well, we'll talk about that another day. How's that? All right, so what other truth do we see here? We're starting with as the branch. Can we bear fruit by ourselves?
No.
Can we do good things? Sure. You know, we can do good things. We can hand the guy on the street corner a $5 bill and the guy in the Lowe's parking lot. Yeah, I mean, yes, we can do that. But the fruit that is going to remain are the things that we're doing from a heart of love for God, the things that the Holy Spirit are prompting us to do, and, you know, whether and ultimately the sharing of the gospel in this, you know, and that's going to come through. So he says, I am the vine. So he repeats again from verse 1, I am the vine, you are the branches. You know, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that's going to bear much fruit. So if we are in Christ and if Christ is in us, we are going to bear fruit. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Okay, without the Holy Spirit within us, we aren't going to live for him. We aren't going to do things for God. If anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away like a branch and withers.
Can I say something else?
Yep, you sure can.
So like and the you know, the military, other folks, like when we were in Europe, you know, we did some charitable things, but who got the honor in that?
Yeah.
You know, who got the glory in that? So
yeah, either the military or the individual. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. You know, so whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. If anyone does not abide in me and he's thrown away and withers, the branches are gathered down into the fire and burned. But again, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. You know, we've talked before about, you know, having our prayers answered and praying and praying in according to the will of the Father. In Jesus' name. So by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. And so just kind of continuing what we talked about a little bit before the holidays, you know, as we bear fruit, that is our evidence, that is our proof, you know, that we are disciples, that we are in Christ. And as Clint kind of alluded to, the glory goes to the Father. You know, the things that we are doing, you know, is it so that somebody can pat me on the back, or so I can tell somebody, you know, hey, I just helped this homeless guy. You know, I just gave clothes to the Salvation Army. I just X whatever it is, fill in the blank. Or are we doing it to honor and glorify God? And so that he is the one that receives glory in it. And so really, you know, lots of things here that we can look at. I kind of highlighted them all as we went, you know, as I went through it in different things, different truths that jumped out at me. And so that, so just really, we just got a couple minutes left, but you know, we're commanded to bear fruit. All right, we're commanded to abide in him. And then as that byproduct, the fruit is going to be born. So the command is really, I probably should reword that. You know, the command's to abide in him, and then the fruit will be born. It's not an option. You know, if we are in Christ, then there is going to be fruit. You know, Jesus says, abide in me and bear fruit. You know, so the two really go hand in hand. You know, Paul tells us in Galatians 5, you know, walk by the Spirit and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. You know, so again, another command, an imperative, that we are to be walking in the Spirit, that we are, you know, as we abide in Christ, you know, the Spirit is there with us. And we'll look at that next week. And one thing maybe you can look up, when Christ says, abide in me, and as you are, you know, as he's the vine, we're the branches, we're in him, what is the lifeblood in there? All right, think about that this week. You know, what is it that's giving us the strength and nourishment and the power to do, to bear the fruit? All right, that's your homework for next week. And then Jesus in Matthew 12, you know, he says, make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. You know, really, he just really separates it and makes it black and white. You know, either the tree is good and it's bearing good fruit, or the tree is bad and it's bearing bad fruit. You know, and then the tree is known by the fruit. You know, again, from our perspective looking, all we can see is outward. All we can see is fruit, what's coming out of the individual. Because again, I mean, obviously we know that about trees, but we're talking about people here. You know, Jesus talked about people. You know, how do you know if a person is good or not? How do you know if they're a disciple or not? How do you know if they're a believer or not? You know, all we can do is examine from outward and see what is being produced by their life. You know, what fruit do they have coming out? You know, and he's speaking to the Pharisees in this passage, you know, who they are trying to say, oh, but we have good fruit. Look at all the good things we do. But he says you're empty inside. You know, it's that whited sepulcher. You know, they look clean on the outside, but inwardly they're full of bones. And so they're not. So anyway, some things to think about this week. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for our discussion this morning. I pray that you continue to guide and lead us in your name. Amen. Amen.